A week in the life. It's become a tradition for me to include a chapter in my books about a typical week in my life. Readers always tell me they like these sections the best, and I don't want to disappoint anyone. Here's a snapshot of this spring before the second season of The Apprentice took over my life. There are some good examples buried within about how I think about my time, my business, and the people that surround me. Monday, 8:30 a.m. I have a meeting with Matthew Calamari, Executive Vice President, and Norma Forderer, Vice President, about Trump Ice, my new bottled water, and about the You're Fired t-shirts, which we can't keep in stock due to a high demand. As problems go, it's a nice problem to have. After seeing the popularity of bottled water, I decided to join the competition with my own. It's certainly an interesting market. During our meeting, Steve Riggio of Barnes & Noble calls in, so I talked to him for a while. He had ordered a huge number of my last book, How to Get Rich, and called to say he was glad he did. Steve and Len, his brother, have done a great job with Barnes & Noble. 9 a.m. I do a short video in the conference room for Rich Handler's son, Max. It's for a school project. Afterward, he comes into my office and we give him a tour. I hope he gets a good report card. He will be a winner. 9:15 a.m. We have a Trump Tower board meeting in the large conference room. Larry Twill is present, as is Sonia Telesnik from my staff, among others. These meetings are important to me, and I never neglect them. That's lesson number one in property management. We cover a lot of territory at these meetings, the operations of the buildings, personnel, security, maintenance, construction, as well as the ongoing sales and leasing status of the units. Eric Sacher of my accounting department prepares a financial status report of the building, and we discuss improvements and upgrades, such as the renovations of hallways and anything that will provide our tenants with the best surroundings. 10 a.m. I call Paul Spengler of Pebble Beach to talk about stone walls. Paul's a great guy and full of good advice.